Capitol Lanes in Tallahassee is more than just a bowling alley. It also houses a bar and a sizable arcade.
Be a winner!
Director of Operations Daniel Peasy says about 15% of the business's income comes from those games. And he says a legislative change last year left his company operating in what he calls something of a legal gray area.
I know within our industry, because I'm a member of the BCAF, which is the Bowling Centers Association of Florida. And I know at our meetings, you know, we all know that the knock could come tomorrow. And, you know, basically what we do is we just keep operating the way we've always operated and pray that that doesn't happen.
Peasy says when lawmakers sped an internet cafe ban through the legislature last year, the measure had what he thinks were unintended consequences. Games with some element of skill used to be allowed, but changes last year meant games of chance and games of skill were both prohibited unless the game centers could bear to earn an exemption, such as having at least 50 arcade-style machines and giving out prizes valued at 75 cents or less per game. But Peasy says, while he's not clear on whether he's following all the rules, nobody has asked him to close and he has no plans to. He says his business isn't the kind of place lawmakers wanted to shutter.
We just want to be able to continue to do what we've always done before this whole change in the bill happened. I don't think, obviously I can't speak for the 156 bowling centers, but I would seriously doubt that anyone has ever gone to a bowling center in Florida and blew their entire paycheck, left their kids hungry, couldn't pay the rent because they were playing a crane game.
And Peasy isn't the only one who's confused by the state's new rules.
I take my grandchildren off, and I often wondered last year if I was breaking the law somewhere.
That's Tallahassee Democratic Senator Bill Montford. He's a member of the Senate Gaming Committee, which took up a bill to clarify the state's rules Monday. Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell filed the bill.
My intention is to hit just the games that are played for amusement, with skill, for fun, not to get rich.
Stargell's bill redefines what kinds of games are allowed and what kinds of establishments can operate them. It also increases the prize value from 75 cents to $5.25, but specifies those prizes must be redeemed on site. Peasy says he's happy with the proposal.
I'm supporting getting it written in such a way to allow us to continue to do what we've always done.
The measure passed the committee, but some raised concerns about whether the bill would create openings for unsavory businesses to start back up. Meanwhile, others questioned whether the bill shouldn't be expanded to make room for senior arcades, which tended to give out prizes not redeemable on site. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.